This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani in Doha today. Both the leaders reviewed various facets of bilateral cooperation, especially energy, trade, investments, connectivity, security and people-to-people ties. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister said, the two leaders explored new opportunities for deepening the strategic partnership. Union Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today released the first installment of over 25,000 crore rupees to the states under Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen. Mr. Chauhan also reviewed the implementation of the scheme with rural development ministries of all states and union territories. He said, the first installment released today is aimed at ensuring that states have adequate funds so that wages can be paid within 15 days. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today laid the foundation stone of a defense manufacturing plant in Shivpuri. The plant will be built by the Adani Group with an investment of around 2,500 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Sindhya said, this project will connect the district to industrial development, defense production and the vision of a self-reliant India. The world-renowned Pandwani exponent and Padma Vibhushan awardee Dr. Tijan Bai, who brought the folk culture of Chhattisgarh to global prominence, was accorded a state funeral at her native village Ghaniari in Durg district this evening. On the occasion, public representatives, administrative officials, artists, literators and thousands of mourners paid their tearful respects to the legendary icon of folk art. Renowned Pandwani singer passed away early this morning. She was suffering from a prolonged illness and was undergoing treatment at AIIMS Raipur. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, that is OPEC Plus, has agreed to increase oil production by 188,000 barrels per day from August this year, following a virtual meeting to review global oil market conditions. In a statement released after its virtual meeting today, the seven OPEC Plus member countries comprising Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iraq, Kuwait, Kazakhstan, Algeria and Oman said the decision is aimed at supporting market stability. In Maharashtra, heavy monsoon rains continued to affect several parts of the state today, triggering rescue operations and rain-related incidents. In Raigarh district, 10 to 12 tourists were safely rescued by the police from Adoshi waterfall near Khopoli after the water level suddenly rose. Authorities have advised people to stay away from rivers, waterfalls and other water bodies during the monsoon. In Mumbai, a 63-year-old man was killed after a tree fell on a shop in Kurla during heavy rain this afternoon. The BMC said, 64 incidents of tree falls and 8 cases of wall or partial house collapses have been reported across the city. Heavy rain and strong gusty winds have also disrupted flight operations significantly. The India Meteorological Department, that is IMD, has issued a red alert in the Konkan districts, including Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Raigarh and Ratnagiri. In the rest of Maharashtra, the weather office has forecast thunderstorms with lightning, gusty winds of 30 to 40 kilometers per hour and extremely heavy rainfall at isolated locations. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in Gujarat for the next 7 days. Dang, Navsari, Valsad, Daman, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Bhavnagar, Amreli, Gir Somnath and Diu are likely to receive extremely heavy rainfall tomorrow. Scientist in IMD Ahmedabad, Pradeep Sharma said, a red alert has been issued for these districts. Fishermen have also been advised not to venture into the sea for the next 5 days. The British military has said, a cargo ship came under attack today off the coast of Yemen in the Red Sea, the latest maritime attack of the conflict-torn Arab country. The United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations UKMTO Center reported the attack of the coastal city of Hodeidah, which is under control of the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The UKMTO said the ship reported being under attack by unknown armed assailants 55 kilometers southwest of Hodeidah and that authorities are investigating. No group immediately claimed the attack. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup final, England were 7 for no loss in one over against Australia at Lord's Cricket Ground in London when reports last came in. Earlier, Australia won the toss and opted to bowl first. In the FIFA World Cup, Brazil will take on Norway in the round of 16 match in New Jersey at 1:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time tonight, while Mexico will face England at Mexico City in the other pre-quarter final at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.